I'm not cleaning that, Aaron, Megan said, wrinkling her nose at the condition of the examining room. I wouldn't have blamed her, except that it was part of her job as my veterinary technician, though she mainly functioned as a receptionist. And because I couldn't do that and run the day-in report at the same time, and it was past closing time. Megan, please. I know it's unpleasant, but I really need your help right now. Come on, put the closed sign out and let's get this taken care of so we can get out of here. I pushed the strands of hair that had escaped from my French braid since the last chance I'd had to look in the mirror and fix it. It had been a long and stressful day. No. I stopped arguing with a sigh. It would do no good, and I was in no position to force her to do anything. I didn't own the clinic. Her father did. I couldn't fire her, couldn't even complain about her attitude. For the 30th time in the month I'd been employed at Sunshine Veterinary Clinic, I wished myself back home. And for the 30th time, I reminded myself why I was here in the first place. Sunshine, Colorado. The name alone had attracted me when I saw the ad. It sounded like somewhere that had sun year-round, though my hometown of Dallas, Texas, wasn't what I'd call gloomy. Tucked in a tiny mountain canyon near Boulder, Sunshine also boasted an upscale ski resort. What had attracted me, though, was the ad for a veterinarian, and the fact that it was hundreds of miles away from Dallas and my ex. I had a bit of money saved, not much because I was still paying for vet school, which I'd finished only 3 years before. Enough to move, though, and the salary offered would allow me to replenish my savings within a year. Best of all, the ad hinted that the owner was semi-retired and would be offering to sell the practice to the successful candidate. From the time I was a kid, I wanted nothing other than to heal sick and injured animals. I loved dogs, cats, rodents, even bigger animals like horses and sheep, though cows were a different matter. Small animals were what I specialized in, though, and in the job I had straight out of school, dogs and cats predominated by a large margin, with the occasional hamster or cockatoo thrown in. An urban veterinary practice would almost always be like that. The practice in Sunshine, though, might be different. It was a small town, and I imagined that there would be farmers or ranchers nearby. Before I applied, I did some research. I found that the majority of patients were dogs and cats after all, some purebred show animals. According to the internet, the town was a curious combination of old-time residents, those who never left after the mines played out, ski resort employees and wealthy residents attracted by the resort and the proximity to Boulder while still living in a mountain paradise of tall evergreens and fresh air. Not many ranchers and farmers then. I submitted my resume and cover letter online and waited. In the meanwhile, I reconnected with a few girlfriends from my undergraduate days. Some of them were now teachers. Others had various corporate jobs. But I was the only one who'd stayed in school an extra 4 years to go into any kind of medicine. I was looking forward to a girlfriend get-together over New Year's weekend. Some of them liked to ski, so if I got the job, I had acceptance from two and a maybe from one other. The fourth hadn't responded, but she was a socialite, so I assumed she was busy. I was excited to see them because the difference in lifestyle between my undergraduate friends and me had pulled us apart slowly, our get-togethers becoming less frequent until they were practically non-existent, especially after I met Greg. I so didn't need to go there tonight. My frazzled appearance was bad enough, but could be taken care of easily if I could just get Megan to help do something. Okay, I'll do it. I'm already a mess anyway. Would you do the day-end cash register report? I was supposed to leave at 6. It's already 7, was her non-answer.